Wyoming Governor Matt Mead is wrapping up his time in office. I had a chance to talk to the governor during an event this week, and here's that interview.
Is this sentimental right now as you head into the final weeks?
It is a little bit sentimental. You know, it's amazingly busy. We thought we'd be slowing down a little bit, but it's been busy, and when you're busy, you don't reflect as much. But yeah, there's a great honor and privilege to serve as governor for 8 years in Wyoming, and we're going to miss certainly some of the job, but we also, 8 years in politics is a good amount of time, and we're looking forward to getting back to the ranch life and spending more time with the family, and so it's good. I mean, we're just in a very good place, and looking forward to the next administration taking over, and they're going to do a great job.
You must be a little jealous. Governor Friedenthal came in, and we had gobs of money. You got to come in, and it kind of went the other direction a little bit. How tough is this been?
It is tough. I mean, summer 16, beginning the fiscal year 17, as you know, we cut about $250 million. I cut about $250 million out of the budget. And just the process of going through was difficult, but much more difficult was recognizing those dollars represent services to Wyoming people. They represent what the states and the partnership the state has with the county government and local government. And it has a real impact. And so it was difficult to do, but we can't outspend ourselves, and we had to respond to the revenue at the time. And as you know now, we're in a much better place. Our rainy day funds, we predict, is going to be at an all-time high. Our permanent funds going to be at an all-time high. Our budget right now that I presented is less than it was 8 years ago. So we've been fiscally conservative and responded to it. But I used to hear the first couple of years some legislators say, is it harder being a legislator when you have money or don't have money? Because when you have money, everybody, wants it. Let me tell you, it's easier having money than not having money. I think that debate is over in my mind.
Do you think that the state's in position now to sustain the cuts and maybe just kind of stay here and move forward?
I think so. I mean, as I, you heard me present my budget today, and we're leaving at the legislators' discretion about $300 million on the table. And so they will be able to, make some decisions. But I think, oil has been, spotty up and down. Gas prices are low, but production's been pretty good. And spot prices are looking better on natural gas. So I think we're in a pretty good place, at least for a while. And partly I believe production is going to remain robust, and that's because the oil and gas companies that come in and talk to me, they talk about the investment they are making and are going to make in Wyoming in the next year. And that, those are long-term plans. They don't plan it month by month. Those are long-term plans. So I think we're going to continue to have robust production for, a couple of years, and hopefully prices will continue to help.
Are we ready for like a big boomish kind of thing to happen where we are ready for our environmental situation? Are we set up for that? Because there have been times in the past where we got caught off guard.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because just a case study, in North Dakota, they got hit with such a big boom. And even talked to the governor and lieutenant governor there, the revenue and the money was great, but some of their small towns sort of got overrun with, they didn't have the roads to maintain it. They were a little behind on their environmental. Mm-hmm. We went through that with the coal bed methane a little bit. You remember the water issues and, what are we going to do with the water? All of a sudden it was an issue. I think we are better prepared for that type of thing now. I think we've made some advancements in oil and gas with setbacks, with baseline water testing. And I think we are in a place where we remember that we love the robust economic activity, but you have to do it the right way because we love our communities. We love so much Wyoming means to us in terms of clean air, clean water, and open spaces. And so we definitely want to make sure we're doing the right way. And I think we're better prepared than we were in the past to do that.
One of the things that you came on board with about midway through was Medicaid expansion. I think you were leery about it initially.
Yeah.
And then came on board. What kind of changed your thinking there?
Well, we were actually, when I was campaigning, I thought that the ACA, which in part required people to buy insurance, was not legally, wouldn't stand legal muster. So we were one of the states that joined in the lawsuit, and we lost the lawsuit. And so for me, it's the law of the land, and They had initially a 94% 6% match, and then it would go down to 10% state money, 90% federal money. And it looked like to me that that was a way to help provide insurance for more people in the state of Wyoming. We have roughly 20,000 people that are uninsured. I'm concerned about those 20,000, but the 20,000 also affect all of us, because if they go to an emergency room for primary care and can't pay for it, the hospital can only take so much free care or charity care, and then they have to raise what the price of what they're doing, which is in response to the previous question, it ups the healthcare costs for all of us. So if those people would have had insurance, those 20,000 people, and were utilizing it, while I didn't like the ACA and I thought it was legally insufficient, it turned out to be the law of the land, and so it looked like to me it was the best deal for Wyoming to move forward with Medicaid expansion. The money that would come into the state, you know, was hundreds of millions of dollars for health care for our citizens. I think it would have addressed the 20,000, roughly 20,000. And I think it would have prevented, hopefully, the rising health care costs, because those people, rather than raising the rates for all of us because they're not paying for it, and then the hospitals and providers have to make up for it for the payers, those who do have insurance, that it would have been helpful. Healthcare is just has been very tough in Wyoming, and it's an area where I, as I list things that I'm disappointed in, it's an area where I'm afraid we didn't move the needle as we needed to in providing better healthcare, not only cost-wise but access to healthcare. So I'm hoping that as we've improved connectivity across the state of Wyoming, that we will be able to do more with telehealth and telemedicine and find some cost savings in there.
You were talking about your disappointment. That's one of them. What are there other disappointments where you go, gosh darn it, I really thought we'd get this through in 8 years?
I think the healthcare one is really, I mean, this is a challenge for Wyoming. We're trying to, you know, stimulate our economy and diversify our economy, but if you don't have adequate healthcare, it's really going to be hard to do. So I think that would certainly be one. I think one of the ones that I have been working on, which is energy corridors for CO2 pipelines to pre-permit those with BLM. I thought we were going to have it done by the end of this year, and I got the word BLM is going to wait until next year, which is okay, but I wanted to keep the pressure on them. And then the Endangered Species Act, and we've done a lot of work on the Endangered Species Act through Western Governors to try to reform that. And I'm not disappointed in it. It's Senator Brassel has been working on it. It's in Congress, and hopefully that can get done. I was hopeful that I would still be in office so that I could assist with that to get it across the finish line.